B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start with this story. An Israeli executive caused over or close to $200,000 worth of damage to a hotel room in a 90-minute siege at one of London's top hotels during an acute manic episode. Ofer Sofen, who is 52, torched cushions and towels in Suite 212 at the Four Seasons last year.
Oh, man.
Jurors at a court heard. The jury found Sofen not guilty by reason of insanity. The Israeli citizen was released on bail by a judge pending a further hearing. The court heard Mr. Sofen was seen by security staff around midday demanding to speak to Bill Gates and have his family flown in from the UK from Israel by private jet as well as telling staff to F off. Hotel staff called a friend of Mr. Sofen to help do a welfare check on him, but the Israeli businessman hurled abuse at his friend for 2 hours until police were called. Police arrived and tried to enter the hotel room as he shouted abuse and demanded to see his lawyer. He then let the officers into the suite, but he barricaded himself in a room while setting fires and throwing various objects at police, including glass bottles and a burning book. The executive was only wearing a pair of black pants and had covered the other parts of his body in shaving cream while he was doing this.
You know, it's a tragic episode, but he kind of would look like a raging Mr. Bubble, right?
He was eventually arrested. He had destroyed 3 antique Chinese chests, 2 televisions, a music system, a wooden furniture set, and multiple glass tabletops. But they found him not guilty by reason of insanity. They said that he had a manic episode, and the total bill was near $200,000.
So, Preston, you had that same episode at a Best Western. You're looking at about $1,000.
yeah, exactly. Yep. Different at the Four Seasons. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Here's another story out of England. A consultant surgeon who burned his initials onto the livers of 2 unconscious patients has been struck off of the medical register.
Is there something wrong with signing your work if you're a surgeon?
Simon Bramall admitted 2 charges of assault at Birmingham Crown Court after using an argon beam machine to brand the organs while working as a liver transplant surgeon at the city's Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
Which Ghostbuster was argon?
That was Egon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The 57-year-old was given a community order and fined $20,000 the following month. On Tuesday, a review by the Medical Practitioners Tribunal Service concluded Bramall's actions were, quote, born out of a degree of professional arrogance, and his name should be erased from the medical register. The tribunal found that the physical assault of 2 vulnerable patients while unconscious in a clinical setting, one of whom experienced significant and enduring emotional harm, seriously undermines patients and the public's trust and confidence in the medical profession and inevitably brings the profession as a whole into dispute.
So would it be illegal for a doctor to do an X-Wing fighter with your junk while you were under?
Not as bad as burning your initials on a liver. So the defendant told police that he had branded the organs to relieve operating theater tensions following difficult and long transplant operations in 2013.
Go. Yeah.
So his name has been erased from the medical register, by the way. A wince-inducing video shows a Texas man having a giant insect pulled out of his ear after the large critter flew into it while he was working in his garage. The patient, identified only as Ronald, was featured on a show called This Came Out of Me on Discovery Channel. It's a series of profiles on unusual and extreme medical emergencies treated by ER doctors in Texas.
What kind of bug was it? Do they know?
They think it was a moth.
Okay.
So in the episode, Ronald is heard telling nurse Paige Grissom how he had been fixing up his dune buggy outside the garage when he heard, quote, a daggum bug flew in my ear.
Daggum.
When asked whether he believed the bug was still alive, he responds that he believed it is, saying that it's really irritating. It's got wings and it's down in my eardrum. He said, drives me crazy. I couldn't stand up because it was just so uncomfortable, makes me just unstable.
Preston, can you recreate for us the drum solo the moth was playing on his eardrum?
only with one hand.
Okay,
far away, but yeah.
There you go. So... Dr. Greg Starr assessed Ronald and discovered the bug had lodged itself inside his left external auditory canal. Starr injects several doses of lidocaine in to try and kill or stun the insect. Ronald is writhing around in pain on the hospital bed as the drug is administered. After the dose, after a third dose, Ronald jerks his legs in the air in discomfort and shakes his head as the winged critter is prized from his ear canal. Incredibly, it was still alive. Starr's heard exclaiming as he holds the bug up to the camera, "Looks like a moth." Footage of the clip has since gone viral on Facebook, drawing reactions of shock, disgust, and horror in equal measure. Wow.
That's a nightmare scenario, like the earwigs and spiders, anything like that, that it gains entry to your body.
No. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And yet we pay for prostitutes.
Man claims, being a prostitute, that his penis has shrunk by almost 1.5 inches due to COVID, and doctors say that it can't be fixed.
Oh, my God, then I must have COVID.
The anonymous man said that the lasting effect of the virus has damaged his self-confidence. Before, the 30-something man said his penis was above average size, and urologists say that COVID-D is a real phenomenon.
Really?
Whereby the penis can reduce in size due to the damage in blood vessels.
Did I hear Kathy chime in on that one?
I said, really? This is like scientific, like science shows this?
Yeah.
Is it possible with the combination of symptoms, Kathy, do you think you can smell a penis?
I was going to say, maybe I have one.
I didn't go with
taste. She's grown a penis. So a study of 3,400 people led by University College London found that
small penis.
200 reported long COVID symptoms. A smaller penis was one of the rarer ones. Calling into the podcast, how do I do it? How to do it? The man said, I'm a heterosexual man in my 30s. In July of last year, I contracted COVID and was very sick. When I got out of the hospital, I had some erectile dysfunction issues. Those gradually got better with some medical attention, but I seemed to be left with a lasting problem. My penis has shrunk. Before I got sick, I was above average. Not huge, but definitely bigger than normal. And now I've lost about 1.5 inches and have become decidedly less than average.
So years ago, I had scurvy and I gained 6 inches.
He said it's apparently due to vascular damage, and my doctors seem to think it's likely permanent. It shouldn't really matter, but it's had a profound impact on my self-confidence in my abilities in bed. A urologist, Ashley Winter, explained that penile shrinkage after COVID is a domino effect of erectile dysfunction. She said, it is true that having erectile dysfunction leads to shortening. You can have this period of time where the penis is not stretching itself out, where it's not, getting full of blood, and that can lead to scarring of the penis and shortening of the penis.
Is that a band name, COVID-D?
And that's probably what the caller is referring to now. So. Yeah. It's legitimate and can happen. It's rare, but it can happen.
All right.
Case, do I have time for one more? Is that it?
No, it's over.
Okay.
Kathy has an observation?
No, I was just saying, so it's saying that it needs to fill with blood on a regular basis in order for this not to happen.
Are you saying you're just the person for that job?
And I'm just the woman.
If you did not know this, Kathy, but a man, while sleeping several times, will become engorged.
I know that guy.
It's happens.
I know him.
So, but I guess not.
Press, I was watching Road Trip is now on Netflix, and so I was watching it the other day, and I don't know how many times I've seen the movie, but I noticed for the first time, there's a scene in the movie where these guys are staying in a motel, and DJ Qualls and another character are sleeping in the same bed. And DJ Qualls has a boner as there's, and I had never ever noticed it before.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kat, that's what happens to us while we sleep.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
We'll start with this. A woman who caught her husband having a shot, drinking a shot, was stunned when she realized what he was drinking from. Amanda Skirius took to TikTok to share the sneaky video that she recorded of her husband enjoying a shot of what appeared to be whiskey in their kitchen. But it wasn't what he was drinking that had piqued her interest. Rather, what he was drinking from, she said in the video. Across the top, she wrote, "That's not a shot glass." And upon closer inspection, it appeared to be her husband was, in fact, drinking his whiskey from her menstrual cup.
Oh, God.
So the comments were, of course, plentiful, and people were wondering if it was a used one or not, and she did not indicate in the video. I didn't know people still used menstrual cups.
We talked about this a while ago on air. Kathy, is that a common thing?
Yeah, I know a bunch of people that still use them. I mean, I think there's like easier ways now, but yeah, like people who don't want to have some of the other things done. I specifically have one friend who still uses it, and she says she just gets in the shower to take it out when it's time. And,
so
yeah,
I've can never you get them. Like a menstrual Yeti if you have if you want it to stay hot,
keep it warm or cool. You know, depending on what you want. So,
I mean, I guess you can't feel them, but that's what I would think is that you'd be able to like feel
yeah.
it.
I would think you're right. Yeah, because yeah. when I you know with my butt, I can definitely
yeah
you
yeah.
know that mag
stick
light
one up in there. For
yeah,
a while.
Press. I feel that mag light all the time.
Yeah. A man has been arrested after a shooting last month. Authorities say was sparked by a dispute over missing gold teeth. Rashawn Deontay Thurman is charged with first and second degree assault. Prosecutors allege that he pulled the trigger that left one person, a 50-year-old man, seriously injured.
Ooh.
But Thurman told investigators the man that he shot was upset about a missing gold grill, and it blocked Thurman from trying to leave the apartment. Thurman told the victim that he was armed and not to come any closer. And
where's my jam?
Only fired shots when the victim came toward him. So they were literally arguing over those stupid gold teeth, and it led to a shooting.
Which uniformly look horrible.
I think so.
Yeah.
An Omaha woman called police for help controlling one of her cats after she threatened it with a timeout for fighting. Police were called to an apartment.
She tried to implement a timeout on a cat?
Yep. A 52-year-old woman told officers that her two cats had been fighting. She said she wanted the more aggressive kitty that she told the more aggressive kitty and warned him that she was going to put him in his room for a timeout. The cat became enraged when she said that. She told officers he began to attack her.
What'd you say, bitch?
The woman said she finally was able to corral the fierce feline and lock it in a bedroom.
Wait a second. Kathy, when you had your cat attack you, were you trying to put it in timeout?
There was a loud noise.
Oh, okay. That's right. All right.
The woman was taken to the Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of multiple superficial claw marks. The cat was taken in custody by officers from the Nebraska Humane Society. No word on whether the cat will face any charges in this incident or not. The driver of a Chevy Camaro convertible has been lucky to survive a terrifying crash with a Chevette in Brazil. Security cameras from a nearby pizzeria captured the accident on camera and revealed just how close the Camaro driver was to being killed. So the footage shows the Chevette failing to stop at a T intersection. On the other side of that intersection is a lower level. There's a road below that. So the driver plows through the raised section of the road, then goes flying, slams into the Camaro that was traveling on the road below. The wheels of the Chevette hit the convertible top of the Camaro before the entire weight of the Chevette briefly bounces onto the cabin of the Camaro. And it's understood that the force of the impact knocked the driver out.
Wow.
Of the Camaro, wow. Which explains why the car suddenly accelerates down the road. This guy is so lucky he didn't get his head knocked off. While the video cuts off shortly after the Camaro begins to pick up speed, it's reported the car slammed into five other vehicles on the road before finally coming to a stop. The driver of the Camaro is said to have been seriously injured in the crash, but did survive.
I don't know. I didn't know Chevettes were still around.
No, I guess so. In Brazil, maybe they hang on to them. I don't know. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and then we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A man was in a tight situation. He got stuck in a chimney of a home that he doesn't live in. Firefighters were called to remove the man from a chimney early Saturday morning. Approximately two dozen firefighters were called to the home around 6 a.m. when the unauthorized man had wedged himself in the chimney. Nobody knows why this guy was in the chimney.
Okay.
He was in there. And crews had to methodically, brick by brick, remove the wall and bricks from around the chimney in order to get the man out.
Kind of makes you appreciate Santa, doesn't it?
He was taken to a trauma center with non-life-threatening injuries. Yeah, they had to pry him out of there.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.